to decriminalize marijuana. I would like to let local food be more available. Less regulation. I think San Antonio, Texas is doing a wonderful job with that. I think you just need even-keeled people who, you know, can be conservatives with hearts or liberals with brains. Either way, it's okay.
As Texas Public Radio covers the legislature, we want to hear from you. Go to tpr.org or our Facebook page and tell us about the issues you want lawmakers to address. The forecast is calling for a cloudy sky tonight with a chance of drizzle and a low around 39. It'll be cloudy on Wednesday with a high in the mid-40s. Currently, it's cloudy and 44 degrees. I'm Steve Short. That's Texas Public Radio News on KSTX.
Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We pay an eighth of a cent sales tax here in San Antonio that for the last 15 years has been dedicated to protecting the aquifer. The tax has been overwhelmingly approved three times by San Antonio voters, and it's due for another reauthorization vote. But if you think this is going to be easy because it's so popular, protects the city's drinking water, then you might be surprised with how things work when money is on the table. Do you want to see this tax continue to protect the aquifer, or are you interested in using this tax for other purposes, like fixing up Alamo Plaza or paying for public safety or public transportation? Or maybe just you want to see it go away and just have a lower sales tax here in San Antonio. We invite you to join the conversation. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980, eighth of a cent sales tax for the aquifer. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. And we're joined by a city council member, Ron Nuremberg. Ron, so tell me about this eighth of a cent sales tax. You have gone on a record saying that you want it back on the ballot in May, right?
Yeah, Councilman Lopez in District 6, myself, Councilman Gallagher, as well as Councilman Warwick and Trevino have all signed a memo. Basically, it says that we want to bring this back to the ballot, want to do that as quickly as possible so that we can get it onto the May ballot for voters to say yes or no. And that way we can get this the funding continuing without any gaps, so we can continue the Aquifer Protection Program and continue the Linear Creekway Program without any gaps in the funding.
So the Linear Park Creekway thing, like I glossed over that, but just fill in the gaps. So what is that?
So that is the Howard W. Peak Greenway Trail System. It's the what was originally envisioned back in the late 90s as an emerald ring around the city of walk and biking and hike and bike trails around the city, green space that essentially provides an opportunity for get outdoors, to move around the city, and to be a great city with green space protected. That's the vision. We've been well underway with that mission since 2000, and we want to continue that as well. And that 8 cent for the last 15 years has gone to both aquifer protection as well as the Linear Creekway system.
When you get out and go running or biking, whenever I feel a surge of, I don't know where this motivation came from, but I'm going to go out and do something. These places are really being used by a lot of folks.
They absolutely are. Any day of the week, you can go into on these trail systems, which we've got 46 miles of them now, another 40 miles under development, and people are biking, they're walking, they're hiking. It connects all corners of our city, and they're extremely popular. And they're also, in fact, very low cost relative to other types of parks. They're natural areas for the most part, and they provide great recreation for people to get out in the outdoors and move around the city.
So back to the aquifer protection. So how does this eighth of a cent sales tax preserve the aquifer? It's not buying up land, it's doing something else.
Correct. We're not actually purchasing land. We're purchasing conservation easements, which the state legislature has allowed us to do. And essentially,
let's stop right there. Conservation easements.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So that means that the city of San Antonio, made possible by the citizens of San Antonio, have purchased the development authority, for lack of a better phrase.
So I own land out over the aquifer in the recharge zone. This is land that's been in my family for 100 years. We ranched out here. We're a heritage ranch. And some guys come up to me. They want to put houses out here and a mall and a Dairy Queen. But instead, I want to keep it as in a natural state. But golly, that's a lot of money they're talking to me about.
Absolutely. And it provides a great market-driven solution. So the landowner can stay on the land, but they agree not to, and this is all in the contract with the conservation easement, they agree not to develop it. They agree not to subdivide it. And so therefore, the sensitive areas over our recharge, which are determined by a science evaluation team, they're protected from further development, thereby allowing for water to continue to recharge, which is a supply security for San Antonio, and also protecting from contaminants getting into our groundwater.
So I can still hunt the land and live on the land and do everything I want to, come out here and pop fireworks if I want, but I don't have to. I just can't sell it and let them put the housing development.
Correct, and that's long-term water security for San Antonio, and we've seen the lengths at which we will go. So water security has been one of our issues in San Antonio for hundreds of years because we are a single-source water community. We sit over the efficient, fast-moving Edwards Aquifer, meaning that it's cheap water because it's spring-fed. It pumps out, it comes out of the ground without pumping, and it doesn't require any filtration. So we want to continue to have that water source available for us and keep our water rates low. We want to make sure we protect it, and this is one of the only tools we have available to do that.
Okay, so some people are wondering, the cynics out there, those cynics, you got to wonder, they think, well, now we've got this big old pipeline coming in that's going to be bringing us all this great water from Central Texas, and so the city says, who needs to protect the aquifer now because we've got the Vista Ridge?
Water diversification is an important value for San Antonio, especially considering we're growing so quickly. We're going to have another million residents in here in the next 25 years. Water diversification allows us, again, to lower the risk of having a single-source aquifer. However, it doesn't supplant the water that we will get from the Edwards Aquifer. In fact, by the year 2060, according to the data, we will continue to get 60 to 67% of our water from the Edwards Aquifer. And again, if we want to protect that main source of water, we're going to have to continue to use the measures that we have available to protect the quality and the supply of that water.
Yeah, but people are wondering about the commitment of the city to protect the aquifer and the recharge zone now that we have this other water supply coming in. Did we just get Vista Ridge going, rammed through city council and through SAWS, with just so that we could now develop the recharge zone?
Not at all. Well, I disagree that it was rammed through, but absolutely not. In fact, as we were discussing Vista Ridge, and this is one of the reasons why I sent that letter to the trustees, while we diversify our supply, we need to have a commitment to conservation. We know that with Vista Ridge, and we know with the other desal water sources as well, we still need to get better with conservation. We also want to be regionally responsible so that when we use this water, we're not all of a sudden raising the limits of how much water we can use and what kind of value we place on irrigation. We need to continue to get better at that. In addition to that, though, the foundation of our water security in San Antonio is, will always be, and it's a commitment from this council to be, aquifer protection. I think you heard that from every one of us as we were talking about
water security. I've been hearing that for years, and then other things happen, you know, from different people.
Right. Well, for the last 15 years, council as well as the city of San Antonio citizens have reaffirmed that value with this protection program, which is exactly why we want to put it back on the ballot for us to reaffirm again as a community.
Okay, we're talking with City Council Member Ron Nuremberg about the 1/8 cent sales tax that is on that we're paying for right now. But it is due to run out. It has been reauthorized 3 times. It's been in place for the last 15 years. That money has been dedicated to protecting the aquifer by purchasing of development easements from the landowners out there over the recharge zone. But is it going to be on the May ballot? Is there some pushback from other people who want to use that 1/8 cent sales tax for other purposes in San Antonio? Call in. What do you want to see happen? The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Email your questions and comments to the source at tpr.org, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Lots of things on the May ballot. We'll be looking for a new mayor and city council members. There'll be some things about the city charter. Possibly on the May ballot, there'll be a question about the reauthorization of the Edwards Aquifer Protection Program. It pays for the linear parks program and also protecting the recharge zone for the aquifer. There's some delay in City Hall about whether or not to put that on the ballot. Some folks want to have a discussion about, hey, maybe this money would be better used elsewhere. What do you think? We want to hear from you. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980-210-614-8980. You can email us at thesource@tpr.org. With us to talk about is Ron Nuremberg, and he's been very active in trying to get the Aquifer Protection Program and the Linear Park Program funding reauthorized on for the ballot. So, I mean, we've had it for 15 years. Isn't that enough?
Yeah. Well, the voters will tell us when enough is enough by virtue of their votes. But the data does show us that we've, by protecting what now is 130,000 acres of recharge zone, we've protected 38% of the water we will need from the Edwards in the year 2060, half of the water that we need from the Edwards right now. So if we continue this effort for another issue, we will protect the majority of the water we'll need in our 50-year supply. So every day that we are able to protect the aquifer, and we know it's an ongoing issue for us, is a positive day for San Antonio because, again, as the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank has said, water scarcity is the number one threat to us economically, and we know what that will do for our quality of life.
Let's go to the phone lines. The number is 210-614-8980. And Barbara has called in. Barbara, hey, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. I wanted to say how effective the 1/8 South tax has been in the Lanier Park is such an asset for San Antonio, something that the people of San Antonio and visitors can enjoy, while also, you know, facilitating conservation of the area and protecting the aquifer. And I think it is very short-sighted for any consideration to be given to change the benefits of the South Tax to protect the aquifer. I've lived in San Antonio over 30 years, and I remember when they wanted to build a golf resort over the aquifer, and I was just absolutely horrified. There is no life without water. And the aquifer is a wonderful resource for San Antonio. You know, water is being depleted and polluted because of the fracking in Texas. So that should just be another reason why we should protect the water that we have here. And to pipe in water, actually, for the Vista Ridge, I think was a bad idea that did not get the necessary review. Because what that will do is encourage development, putting further strains on the water source. But as far as the Lanier Parks and the aquifer, it should go on the ballot because the people of San Antonio have wanted to support this initiative. And
right, Barbara,
give them the opportunity.
Thank you so much for calling in, Barbara. We got what your intent there, and she definitely supports putting it back on the May ballot. Is Barbara alone? Have you heard from folks saying, Ron, this is important to me?
Well, if anyone's followed certainly the activities of my office, it will come as no surprise that we've asked that this happen. But I can tell you that Barbara is not alone. In fact, it's been nearly unanimous when I approach homeowners, residents, people from all corners of the city, wherever they are. That is the sentiment. They want this program to continue. They want the opportunity to continue it through the ballot, and that's exactly what we want to have happen.
Another caller, Lisa, is on the line. Lisa, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. It's Risa, by the way. And first, I'd like to say, Ron, this is important to me, since you asked if anybody says that. I wanted to say that the very notion that they would propose to extend the sales tax but make it focused on another service is just, feeding the cynic in me and in so many other voters and taxpayers who think that once a tax exists, it becomes permanent by default, and people start just, you know, focusing on whatever pet project they have on it. And I feel very strongly that we should renew the tax, but it needs to go as it was originally dedicated. The city has improved dramatically as a result of the new parkland. The whole city has changed in that 15 years, and protecting our water and giving ourselves green space and a way to interact is just a fundamental part of having a growing, dynamic 21st century city.
Okay,
so
Lisa.
Thank you for your efforts in that direction.
Lisa, thanks for your call. Appreciate your points. So Ron, Lisa brought up the green space, and that is critical for a number of reasons, not just for the protection of the aquifer. That is, of course, number one, but also for some of our endangered species. Can you talk about what that means?
Yeah, absolutely. And we saw this with the Bracken Bat Cave issue, is that we've got a lot of endangered species out over the recharge zone. I mean, we have a lot of endangered species in general out in the Hill Country. And by keeping some of this land available for them to have habitat, it prevents them from going to areas where we don't. For instance, areas closer into the urban communities and places like Camp Bullis. We know that Camp Bullis has had a tremendous challenge making sure that they have available land for use by the military. And so if we can protect land around Camp Bullis, it prevents the encroachment of endangered species so that it doesn't threaten our military installations as well.
And right, let me explain. Camp Bullis has to follow the endangered species. It's federal land, and they've got to do it because of the dictate from federal Washington. So they have to have, we have to have other land where the golden-cheeked warbler can do its business and live peacefully. If that doesn't happen, then Camp Bullis has to be dedicated towards that purpose. And then we've heard from Fort Sam that if they lose Camp Bullis, that they may not be able to do their operations.
That's correct. And, you know, and I can't give you the specifics, but the last conversations I've had with some folks out there is upwards of around 30% of the area in that camp is not usable because of habitat issues. And, you know, we've seen development encroach in all corners of this. And growth is good. We can benefit from it if it's organized. And I think we can do that. And one of the ways that we can is with this tool, that we are using the free market and we're using the public will to mitigate some of the challenges of development. And to Lisa's point, I concur. There are many different priorities in the city of San Antonio, many worthy causes, and Alamo Plaza is one of them. On the very foundation of all of these issues in San Antonio, though, is water security and quality of life. And these two programs directly address those initiatives. So while it's not glitzy and glamorous, these are two of the most important things any public servant, in my opinion, can do.
So our sales tax is capped out. We are prohibited by law to put anything else on local sales tax, right?
Correct.
So we could take the 1/8 cent sales tax away from the protecting the aquifer, and then we could use that money to totally redo the Alamo Dome, and maybe one day we'll have an NFL football team.
Well, well, there are certain things that the state law does and does not allow, and certainly, you know, the venue tax is one of those things. But I don't think there's broad disagreement on what we should do.
But I'm hearing all sorts of crazy things.
Oh, yeah. And
people
and
have great ideas.
Absolutely.
And I think they just want to have some money to fund them.
Yeah. You'll continue to hear those things emanate. But I think in City Hall, you have people that are dedicated to conservation. There are some details, obviously, that need to be worked out. I am confident that at the end of this debate, we will have two strong propositions to bring back to the voters that will protect the aquifer and that will have linear creek ways continuing to be extended. The aquifer protection program that was started by folks like Lyle Larson, Bonnie Connor, Howard Peak, continued by Phil Hardberger, by Mayor Julian Castro, these are initiatives that we know work. We don't want to change them. And I believe at the end of the day, you will find this council supporting them.
So what happened in City Hall when you said, hey, it's time to re-up this deal. Let's put it back on the May ballot. And what did you get, crickets?
No, not crickets. Obviously, things happened during the holidays. We were fresh back from the new year, so everybody's still getting their feet on the ground. The reality is, though, we've been debating this particular issue for 15 years, really, and we've had a B session, and we've got a lot of different priorities again and discussions going on. But at the end of the day, we have a process that we're going to work through, and I'm confident again that it's going to end up on the agenda, and we can vote affirmatively to put it on the ballot for the May vote.
So could it be tweaked? You know, let's do little changes. How would it be tweaked?
I couldn't speculate. Again, I'm
some
not.
Some people want to talk about providing funds for impervious cover and for development out there, right? Avoid impervious cover.
You know, I think I've heard some rumors of things like that.
Low impact development.
Yeah, I don't think we're talking about that. But, you know, again, the voters have voted 2-1 over the last 15 years to support the Edwards Aquifer Protection Program, the buying of conservation easements to prevent development in certain areas that we don't deem it's helpful, and also to extend the linear creekway system. Those are the two programs that we love, those are the two programs we want, and those are the two programs I'm advocating along with my colleagues to continue.
I've seen a little quiet social media campaign asking people to contact their city council member, tell them that you support re-upping this sales tax for the protection of the aquifer. Does something like that work? I mean, if you're a city council member, you're going shopping, the guy says, hey, buddy, get that aquifer thing going again.
Of course. Anytime we can hear from constituents about the value they place or the lack of value they place on certain things that we do, we represent the community. Our District 8 office represents 140,000 of our neighbors, and what they think is what drives us in the city. So, of course, it helps to hear from our constituents. And when we don't hear from them, we reach out to find out. But in this case, the word has been resounding, and the word has been continue these projects.
Any big, powerful people out there who are eyeballing this money? Any programs?
You know, I think everyone is eyeballing this money.
Whenever money's on the table, it's amazing who show up.
Well, and the only eyeballs that really matter are the voters of San Antonio, and that's what we want to do is put it on the May ballot so they can take a look at it.
All right, Ron Nuremberg, thank you so much for joining us, City Council member, talking about getting the Edwards Aquifer Protection Program and its sidekick Linear Park Program back on the May ballot. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Dave.
And this is The Source on KSTX. Thanks for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is produced by Paul Flav and David Martin Davies. Our chief engineer is Doug C. DeMore. Management and oversight provided by VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Production assistance is provided by me, Ruben Garcia. The Source is a production of Texas Public Radio. Support for The Source comes from contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.